Today, the internet company Google is expected to announce the price for shares in its initial public stock offering, or IPO. The company is using a Dutch auction method that allows investors of all kinds to take part rather than just Wall Street insiders. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
There have been some clouds gathering around Google's IPO in recent weeks. Analysts complain that Google won't say what it wants to do with the $3 billion it hopes to raise. Some say they have no good way to forecast Google's future profits, and that Google's suggested price range for the stock is just too high. If this was 1999, you'd still expect to see investors ready to chase an IPO such as Google's, like lemmings running off an oceanside cliff. But a lot of people learned a painful lesson a few years ago.
I got creamed just like everybody else.
Jeff Kyriakakis is a lawyer in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and he admits he doesn't have an infallible knack for picking stocks. One friend of his regularly reminds him that any stock he picks seems to go down.
When I told him that I was getting in on the Google IPO, he just laughed. That was his only response.
Some other investors we talked to said they wouldn't go anywhere near the Google IPO, but Kyriakakis says even though it's risky, he just really likes Google as a company, in part because it's profitable, but he also thinks investors trust Google and its management.
There's been a lot of publicity about one of Google's mottos, which is do no evil. I mean, it's on their website. Google makes a big deal out of this axiom. And I think people right now associate Wall Street with evil. And what they're seeing is Google taking the process, taking it out of Wall Street's hands largely, putting it into the public domain, letting the individual investor get in on the ground floor.
And Kyriakakis is betting lots of people will want to buy into the IPO. But many smaller investors are finding that it's actually much harder to do that than they thought. There's a brief window now, just a few days, where would-be investors have to enter bids for what they're willing to pay per share.
I went to Ameritrade to log in to put my bids, and they said I was not eligible to participate in the IPO.
Jonathan Hager is a 27-year-old software engineer from Portland, Oregon, who's been trading technology stocks for 7 years. In order to place a bid, he had to fill out an eligibility questionnaire from Ameritrade. All the brokerage firms participating in the IPO have similar procedures, but many are not telling investors what their requirements are. Ameritrade won't comment, but Hager suspects that he was screened out because he has between $50,000 and $100,000 in liquid assets, and he thinks the firm is favoring more wealthy investors.
It's supposed to be open to the average investor, and I would think that I am a fairly average investor in terms of my net worth, in terms of everything that I'm investing in. And so I called them, and they said, no, you can't participate. And so it was really frustrating and quite maddening.
Some investors said they gave up at that point, but Hager persisted. He opened a new account with E-Trade and answered a set of very similar questions exactly the same way and was approved as an eligible investor. Many investors in internet chat rooms have been using some pretty colorful language to vent their anger at the brokerages that disqualified them. Hager says Ameritrade and the other firms should tell their customers up front what the requirements to participate in an IPO are. He says he's moving all his assets out of Ameritrade and into E-Trade. Chris Arnold, NPR News.